Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Everybody should get second chances at life. It's about what you do with it. My background, white and clean of all cases. I ain't a felon anymore. Who would have thought? I want to thank everybody and everyone who helped push my vision forward. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Hashtag the voice. Now that was a tweet from the one and only Little Durk, September 22nd, 2024. But I have a couple of lyrics that I want to go over because, of course, I think it is interesting when the court uses lyrics to indict people in the court and to prove their to prove the instances where they've done crimes. So with certain tracks that I want to get into, it pinpoints certain events that ultimately led up to Little Durk being arrested. So first I want to say May 26, 2023, there was this particular track that you would have been flabbergasted to know that it actually connected to real life events. So War About It off of the album Almost Healed featuring 21 Savage is one of the most peculiar tracks I've ever heard in life, for the simple fact that Little Durk came on the track and basically said, he say no, I'm thinking he let, and this is a PG podcast, so we're just going to take the expletives out. Since he died, just come outside and go to war about it. He say no, I'm thinking that a woman got him. He say no, I say, let's go to war about it. Where he go, you better know the more got him. Now that's not it, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I want to go to another instance where Little Durk was just acting like he was above the law, as December 16th, 2022, on a track titled Mad Max that features Future. Keep in mind, these very extroverted attempts to let people know you was connected to certain events, having Atlanta superstars attached to them, means that you wanted this to be highlighted. So that's all I'm doing. I just want to highlight something, you know? It's really nothing else but just to let the public know what type of malarkey Little Durk had going on. Now, Little Durk started off his verse 2, verse 2 off of the track Mad Max with Future, which you can look up now. Both of these songs you can look up still on DSPs. Who would have thunk, right? Little Durk says, and I quote, I could have been part of that RICO. I called Thug and told him every person I shot. Whenever it's war, you never see main names. You got to get everybody he got. Now, at first glance, you're probably just like, you know, he's just rapping, right? Like, why are you bringing up these instances where he said this in a track, mind you? Because he's an artist, right? He's definitely not talking about anything he could be attached to as far as illegal activity, right? So to that, I'm just letting you know that Quando Rondo is pivotal in why I'm bringing up these lyrics. Lil Durk is seemingly, allegedly, because you know I'm not trying to get sued, right? The August 2022 drive-by shooting in Los Angeles that resulted in the death of Quando Rondo's friend, Lil Pab. And during that altercation of his friend being killed, right? Interestingly enough, just like Lil Durk hinted towards in the track Go to War About It, he was on video screaming no because of the fact that his friend just got killed. Because of the traumatic sequences that led and unfolded, he was seen on video screaming no. And of course, that circulated online, people making jokes about it like, hey, I guess we can't say Lil Durk ain't Sly for Vaughn no more, right? So all that ignorance and just ultimate just insensitivity going around on the internet, Lil Durk was like, oh, y'all don't care about it either? Okay, let me make a track about it. And that happened as far as the instance of Quando Rondo's friend, Lil Pab, getting killed. That happened August 2022. Now tell me why May 26, 2023 is when War About It came out. And once again, I'm going to reiterate, Lil Durk said in the chorus, mind you, in a chorus with the Atlanta superstar. So that means that the streams are going to be higher than normal because now you have two superstar fandoms coming together to listen to this track, right? Lil Durk said, since he died, just come outside and go to war about it. He say, no, I'm thinking that a woman got him. He say, no, I say, let's go to war about it. Where he go, you better know the morgue got him. And I want to follow that up with, of course, the Mad Max track with verse 2, Lil Durk himself saying, I could have been part of that Rico. I called Thug and told him every person I shot. Well, ladies and gentlemen, 2024, October, Chicago rapper Lil Durk was just arrested in Florida. And even though it wasn't a Rico, right? It was a murder for hire charge linked to the plot against rapper Quando Rondo. What a coinky dink, right? In retaliation for the death of King Von back in 2020. So, of course, Lil Durk is currently held in the Broward County Jail without bail, of course, as he awaits federal custody transfer. Now, this is something I wanted to pull up right quick because I think people ultimately forget how in the world this happened for the simple fact that people just believe what they want to, right? I think I flipped it. Hold up. Give me 1 second. Oh, no, that was the banner. Okay. Sorry, just trying to, as you can tell, we're on video. Make sure to sign up to my Patreon. Also, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. Well, a portion of it because of the Patreon now. I want to give them an incentive to come over to the Patreon. So, there we go. All right. So, basically, I was wanting to... Okay. I don't think I flipped it at all. That's great. I'm trying to figure this out. So, let me see. Yeah, here we go. All right, cool. All right, so basically, what I was getting into was him being in the Broward County Jail, right, without bail, and he's awaiting federal custody transfer because, like your mama always tells you, when you get caught up with the law, there's nothing they can do. It's up to however the justice system sees fit as far as what your future holds, right? So the prosecutors allege that OTF associated funds were used for flights, hotels, and rental cars involved in the crime. Now, of course, that's murky water, as if you're a business, of course, you're going to have business cars where your workers can use to travel and be at places that you're at, whether they're security, whether they're handling marketing. There's a lot of reasons why they could use business cars. So that's a little murky. What's not murky is the fact that they pinpointed the August 2022 shooting at a Los Angeles gas station targeting Quando Rondo, but of course ended up missing because I don't know what it is, but these people got bad aim, right? So they missed Quando Rondo, killed his cousin. Lil Durk is rapping about it. Everybody's just singing Kumbaya because they love Lil Durk's music, not knowing that it's actually events that he's referring to where people lost their entire life and they can't live. Like, there's no respawn. It's not a video game, right? Quando Rondo's friend, Little Pab, you know, rest in peace, is gone and could and will never come back for the simple fact that people glorify this type of violence and to the point where people try to capitalize off this type of violence in music. So I point this out for the simple fact that I've always talked about drill being the most detrimental subgenre ever in music. I think it's apparent that we start targeting obvious sentiments towards real crimes and giving them what they ask for, which is either jail time or let's just say jail time, right? Because the other side of it is always handled in the streets. As they always say, the life that they chose is either two ways to go out. It's either dead or in jail. So with that being said, with this incident, Lil Durk is facing a lot of lawsuits on top of him already being arrested, as he has a lawsuit linked to the 2020 Gold Coast shooting of Chicago rapper FBG Duck, which everybody knows. Hold on, let me pull it up just because, you know what I mean? Lil Durk fans be delusional, so you got to pull this stuff up. Should have ducked Lil Durk. I swear to you, this is a real track. I'm not trying to be funny. Should have ducked. That's funny. Should have ducked. Featuring Pooh Shiesty, another rapper with his own fan base that you're combining to put spotlight on yet another real incident that you want to glorify for monetary value, right? January 29th, 2021, Should Have Duck came out by, of course, Lil Durk off of the album The Voice. So with that being said, he's linked to that as far as the Gold Coast shooting back in 2020 of Chicago rapper FBG Duck. And of course, he had a lot of previous legal issues, including the 2019 case where Lil Durk faced 5 felony charges related to the 2019 shooting that technically, I'm not going to say was resolved, but as you can see right here, this is what I was hinting towards that Lil Durk was talking about in this tweet, September 22nd, 2024, when he came out and said, I want to thank everybody who helped push my vision forward and thank you from the bottom of my heart. Basically, he was saying his background was wiped and clean of all cases. Well, safe to say, that was a bold-faced lie, as he is now arrested under federal custody. And while I do have sympathy for certain events, just not this one. I always believe that criminals should face the justice system, because what if that was your brother, your best friend, your sister that got involved in an altercation where the conclusion was them losing their life? And then not only them losing their life, but everybody celebrating the track to the point where should have ducked is something that's a popular phrase in hip hop when it's one of the more violent instances that we've seen in hip hop. And then of course, the track Go to War About It, where he's bragging about Quando Rondo being it. Because, all right, so I'm not going to get too personal, but personally,
your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I've been in instances where you will start screaming hysterically, right? As far as like, personally, I was in a car crash. And then of course, after getting out of the car and then looking onto the scene and seeing the car with my 2 close friends in it, seemingly at that point, of course you're thinking the worst. And so I'm screaming hysterically, I don't know if hysterically is the right word, but y'all get what I'm saying, right? I'm screaming, and it wasn't no. I forget what I was saying. I mean, you really don't know when you're in that. When you're in the moment, adrenaline's rushing. You're thinking the words. You're just screaming. And, I mean, people came to help. And that's a whole nother story. We're going to get to that another day. But let's just say I can relate and have empathy for somebody who is screaming because of such a traumatic event. And not even screaming, but screaming uncontrollably. I can understand what that feels like. And here Little Durk is putting that into a whole track. Not even in a whole track. And putting it into chorus. He's saying no. I'm thinking that a woman got him. He say no. I say, let's go to war about it. Where he go, you better know the war got him. That is ultimately one of the more disrespectful bars that I've heard in hip hop. And of course, we don't want these type of instances to be glorified. So I'm not going to say that Lil Durk being locked up is something I was advocating for or something that should have been or should have happened sooner. All I'm saying is criminals should face the justice system. And if they're innocent, then they should have no worries, right? I mean, you get picked up by the feds. I mean, if you're innocent and you're just rapping about fictional events, right? Because that's what they love to do. Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio cut my arm off. So you think he cut people's arm off in real life? Well, my brother, he's not going on interviews saying that this is his real life. He's saying he's acting in a movie. Rappers in this drill genre are literally talking about, this is my real life. This is what I do day to day. And y'all just can't understand because y'all not real like me. Y'all not real gangsters. Y'all not about this life, so y'all wouldn't understand. Well, now that you say it's about your real life, how about you face these real consequences that comes with murdering people, right? So anyways, obviously, as you can tell, I don't feel too much sadness for Lil Durk, as this was a long time coming. I mean, I've put a bunch of dates out Well, I talked about dates going back to like 2019, I believe. So, yeah, 2019 is when Durk started to face felony charges. So, this is a long time coming. And I know that he put out a track with Jermaine Cole titled All My Life, which ended up winning a Grammy for the simple fact that you do want to highlight when drill artists put out positive messages. So, when you put out a track called All My Life, and then it wins a Grammy, safe to say the committee was wanting to congratulate and basically highlight positive messages from a drill rapper to the point where they gave him a Grammy win. I mean, not only did they have the streams to back it up, but the subject matter was so positive from a rapper like Lil Durk that they had to acknowledge it because they want people to know that the life of or the times of rapping about who you killed over and over and over again has to stop. Y'all are not actors. Y'all need to stop comparing the stuff you rap about to actors in a movie, because the difference is you're going into interviews saying this is what I grew up on. Leonardo DiCaprio will go into an interview and talk about the movie that he's promoting. It's a very distinct difference. He's playing a character. Y'all are saying it's your real life. So guess what? Now face the real life consequences. So this is unfortunate for the simple fact that Lil Durk did seem to be having a resurgence with the most pivotal track of 2023 with this track All My Life that ended up winning a Grammy, of course. And not only that, he had other tracks that charted in the top 100. And then as far as 2024, he was leading up to this album. I forget what it was titled, but he had the track Late Checkout. And then he had the track Monitoring Me, which for that track to come out on October 4th, 2024. And then for this arrest to happen on October 24th, 2024. I mean, safe to say that Lil Durk may have known when they was coming. I mean, Monitoring Me, and you listen to the lyrics of the track. I mean, it's pretty plain as day what he's talking about. And it reminds me of when Diddy was under surveillance by the feds before he even got raided, to the point where he was coming. I think it was to LA, I forget, to turn himself in. But then the date he was going to turn himself in, the feds came and picked him up 2 days earlier. So even though if you try to cooperate and if you try to cooperate with the feds, they still are treating you as if you are going to do things to try to get you out of jail. So they're not going to play ball with you. They're going to be like, we're trying to prove you doing these crimes. So no, we're not just going to tell you when we're going to pick you up, when you could come in. Like, no, this is not recess. This is not, oh, you tell us what to do and we're going to abide by your word, right? This is ultimately us trying to prove these instances are connected to you. And so now when Little Dirk is arrested in Florida on a murder for hire charge linked to the plot against Quando Rondo in retaliation for the death of King Von that happened all the way back in 2020. And now you're held without bail and they took 4 years to even do this. And five others are tied to the indictment as far as Little Dirk's group, OTF, which stands for Only the Family, who were also arrested in California on charges including conspiracy to commit murder for hire and using a machine gun in a crime resulting in death. Unfortunately, this charge carries a potential death penalty. And the reason why I say unfortunately is because I do believe in the prison system being a reformative landscape, right? You should have certain ways that you can come back into society if you prove that you are a transformed person. Now, of course, when you take a life and somebody brings up the potential death penalty, you have to be sensitive because somebody did get their life taken away. And now that person who took their life away allegedly is going to face the consequences. It's just, I believe the death penalty is very, very finite, right? And no pun intended, I'm being so serious. Like, I think the death penalty is really interesting as far as a solution to somebody killing somebody else. I don't know if that's worse than being in a reformative place for the rest of your life, right? At least you can still talk to your family over jail phones, talk about certain things, and you're still being punished technically because you're in a confined space for the rest of your life. But the death penalty just seems like a quick out because now you don't have to spend that time in certain places where you're thinking about why did you do the certain thing that you did to lead you into this place for the rest of your life, right? And then maybe, just maybe, you could speak out against stuff like this to kids, telling them I've been in this jail for 20 plus years because of something I did. Because of something I did when I was 19, right? I think that's more helpful as far as seeing the transformative aspects than just giving somebody the death penalty. But of course, I don't make the laws. I'm just speaking on the death penalty and how finite it is. And I don't know. I think it's an easy way to go out, honestly. So with that being said, of course, Lil Durk is, you know, facing the death penalty and life in prison. So with these incidents of the retaliation, the slide for Vaughn, when he gonna slide for Vaughn, you still haven't slid for Vaughn yet. And then when the Quando Rondo situation happens, everybody's saying free Lil Durk. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is ultimately what's the biggest issue in hip hop currently. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Lil Durk and him being arrested along with five others attached to the OTF family? And ultimately, what is your biggest takeaway from this unfortunate situation?
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.